In today's Mishnah, we learn the 10th and 11th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek of Masech Tavot. The Mishnah begins, Hu haya omer, this is referring to Rabbi Chinen ben Dosa, which you learned about in yesterday's Mishnah. He would say, Kol shuruach habriot nocheh hemeno. Anyone whose actions are such that it's pleasing the eyes of the masses, then ruach hamakom, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with this individual as well, ruach nocheh hemeno. Why? That is because through the individual's actions, he's going to meet Kadesh Shem Shamayim. People are going to see this individual's actions and they'll say, this is how Ben Torah behaves. This is how someone who's concerned about Hashem's Torah mitzvot is acting. I want to be like that individual. Therefore, it creates what's called the Kiddush Hashem. If, however, someone's actions are considered negative, they find what the individual is doing displeasing, then ein ruach hamakom, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be happy with the individual as well, because, once again, for the same reason, because it's going to end up resulting in a chilul Hashem. So Rabbi Dosa ben Harkonos continues. He says, Shena Shacharit. So one understanding here is this is Rabbeinu Yosef ben Shoshan, I've got it written here. He says that Rabbi Dosa ben Harkonos is talking about other actions that are considered that what's referred to Ein Ruach Habriot Nechahemenu, that people will not find pleasing. So what are these? Shena Shoshachar, people who sleep in into the day, seen that the morning, V'yayin Shel Tzahoraim, people who drink in the afternoon, because these the mid-afternoon drinks, they're likely to extend into the evening and lead to drunken behavior. V'sichat Yeladim, this simply refers to just wasting one's time and joking around. Another understanding is simply just over-socializing with other children and not, and yes, obviously spending time with the family is important, however, but if that's your sole preoccupation when one's home and they're not engaging other things, that can be negative. The yeshivat beit knesiot shalama aretz, and gathering in beit knesiot means not shul, but in locations, gathering points of amei haaretz in, and the educated ones, and ideally will just be talking about rubbish. Then motzin et hadam min olam, that removes a person from this world. It's interesting here, we've seen previously other things in motzin et hadam min olam. However, the way Kati cites a Rashbats, and he says the difference here is while those things were negative to one's goof, they were destructive and detrimental to one's health, here referring to these activities actually detrimental to one's neshama, so wasting the day away, sleeping in, getting drunk, and just hanging out and talking about mundane matters. What's interesting here, the Chasam Sofer says this is actually refers to a timeline of an individual's life. He says if one is Shena B'Shachar, if one's youth, once he's just lazy and doesn't do anything, and as he gets older, he starts getting involved in alcohol and drinking and still not getting engaged in learning. And then it continues, v'sichat yaladim, when he finally gets married and has children, he's still not engaged in learning. And finally, when he gets old, v'yishivat bat ha'knesiot, he wants to come to shul and start learning then it'll be shel amei aretz. At that time, he'll think, one second, you want to start learning now? You're an amei aretz at that point in time because you've wasted the rest of your life and not engaged in learning. That type of an attitude, an individual that is going to try and leave all his focus on the religion and studying of Torah to his twilight days, that's Motzin et Hadam min Olam. That's where Chasam Sofer views the Mishnah. Let's have a look at Mishnah Yud Aleph now. Rabbi Elazar Hamoda'i Omer, he says, HaMechalel et HaKadoshim. If someone is not careful halachically with Kadoshim, which is referring to Korbanot and the like, that doesn't become tame, it doesn't inflict the mum and blemish on him. The HaMevazeh et HaMoedot, someone who degrades Chol HaMoed. In other words, he works during Chol HaMoed. And not careful with the laws of Chol HaMoed in terms of what work you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. The Hamal bim pnei chaveiro barabim, and someone who embarrasses his friend in public. The Hamefir b'tor shel Avraham Avinu alav Hashalom, and someone who either doesn't give his son a brit milah, or doesn't give him a brit milah himself, or the Rebbe Yonah says he's moshech orla, he's had a brit, but he starts pulling at the skin around it in order to try and create a foreskin anew. The Magale panim b'tor shelo kahalacha, if someone starts explaining the words of Torah, he starts giving his own perushim on the Torah that is completely against halacha. He starts looking at certain things that really everyone agrees is being asur, as being metaphoric for some other reasons. There are examples that are brought in Kahati, you can see in your own time. He says, Afal pish yesh bado Torah ma'asim. Even if that individual has Torah ma'asim tovim, he's learning and he has got good deeds behind him. Kahati says, if he doesn't do tshuva, ein lo chelek l'olam haba. He has no chelek in the world to come. Quite a frightening and serious Mishnah here. Sforna says, why is that? What does it mean, afal pi sheyesh b'yado Torah ma'asim tovim? It is because if this individual is engaged in these things, mechalev l'kodshim, avazad mo'odem, albin chapnei b'chever b'arabim, meifer b'to shel avaravinu, u'magele panim et Torah, it's undermining his Torah ma'asim tovim. He's showing what he was doing, his Torah ma'asim tovim weren't sincere, they were just a facade. What's interesting here is, Kati explains, yes, that why is it Ein Lachem L'Olam Haba? Is this because these particular sins, as opposed to other ones you can rationalize that someone's yetzer, someone's inclination has driven them to say, eat food, for example, they're not meant to eat. However, these ones are not things that the yetzer is going to drive someone to do, and the only reason why someone's engaging in is averot, megaleh panim b'torah, mefer b'tosh l'Avraham Avinu, things like that, is because it's a tzadah of kfir of heresy, and or degrading the word of Hashem. Those are the Mishnah today.